Okay, item 282.
Request of Benjamin Barber to address council regarding gender discrimination, segregation, and the change to Oregon Constitution.
Good morning.
Thank you for giving me a little bit of your time.
Sure, thanks for coming.
So I'm not sure if you guys know there was like an amendment to the Oregon Constitution that passed in November. And it basically says that there's not supposed to be any sort of discrimination even for benevolent reasons. It's basically strict, right? Well, the tech community and Portland in general seems to have a lot of this sort of extreme feminism. And it's even to the extent where they have fights against each other in public and on the internet, and it's really quite embarrassing. But I've noticed that it's gone to absurd extremes where people have been, including myself, retaliated against for simply questioning the scientific basis of their beliefs. And they've actually started having segregated women-only events in the tech community. And, you know, I see things like Chick Tech and Girls Incorporated, and I say to some of the members in our community, you know, this is really sort of not fair to exclude maybe extremely poor black children because they're not girls, but they need access to the services. And ultimately, it's about poverty and alleviating poverty, not targeting people because of their race, sex, gender, or whatever. And I generally find this whole identity politics to be toxic in its entirety for both parties, both sides involved. And I've seen this kind of boil over in Portland, this town that I've grown up in. And, you know, I'm not going to waste a whole bunch of your time. I have basically some papers I'm just going to collate and turn into your office. I know that there's some laws in the city. I hope that this is an awakening to people that, you know, we shouldn't be discriminating and we should just be providing equal opportunities to people regardless of their background. Incidentally, I also talked to some people from the PDC who are doing some, like, five-year plan. I go to these plan meetings to talk to them and stuff. And nowhere in the list of metrics was the actual core performance statistics, like how many dollars are spent per job created, what's the average revenue of these businesses afterwards. Like, all of their metrics seem to touch on the emotional keel and the emotional levels, not so much on the core problem of, like, for instance, I would say, providing the ability for people to produce value and work even if they don't have a job. So, like, that, for instance, would help members of the people of color and women who don't necessarily have years of experience to get apprenticeships or to get these skills in an agnostic way. But PDC seems to think that being more politically correct than scientifically correct is more important or something. I don't get it. Thanks for your time. I'll collate these and provide them to the clerk.
Good. Thank you. Take care.